sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Left in this one. Corrali weaves it along the near side at center ice, and the Garden will stand to its feet. The Boston Bruins have taken game one of this opening round series decisively over the Leafs, 5-1.
Big one last night. Big win. Big night, really. With the Red Sox win and the Bruins win. That was a hell of a good night of Boston sports.
Boston!
Yeah!
Beantown!
Please don't say that.
I'm just getting ready for tomorrow, because it's national game, right? NBC.
There's just something about saying the words Beantown.
We're going to get it
that
tomorrow.
Instantly makes me think, where are you from?
Hello, it is Doc Emrick.
Beantown.
And we are here in Beantown.
Nobody actually says
Beantown.
An
original 16.
Nobody from Boston says Beantown. I've heard the younger generation start saying things like the bean. You know how douchey you sound when you say something like that? Stop it. Stop. Act like you're from here. Please.
No kidding.
I'm in the bean, you dummy.
I don't even eat beans.
All right, hey, let's get to this game. I, you know why I'm excited about this game? Why I'm excited about that win? Not the 5-1, not the blowout aspect. I'm excited about that win for a couple of reasons. Biggest one being, you did all the things that the other team wanted to do, and the other team did the things that you didn't want to do, if you're the Bruins, if that makes sense. You follow?
I think so.
The Bruins capitalized on the power play.
Yes.
That is something that they have not been so good at against Toronto during the year. And Toronto, throughout their entire season, has been great. Bruins are good on the power play this year, too. But against Toronto, they were not as good.
Right.
The Bruins capitalized on the power play last night. The Bruins didn't want to get dragged down into the nonsense the way Toronto wanted you to go there.
Well, they watched Vancouver
and they
tape.
Wanted to bait Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
And it ends up being a guy on their team in Nazem Kadri, who ends up being the guy who does all the crap, who does the things that you want your guy to not do.
Yeah.
That's why I just love that win. I love everything about that win. You did the things. You stayed disciplined. They didn't. You did a decent job of staying out of the box. They certainly didn't do that. You took advantage of the power play. You did all things that they would, you know, be expected to do or want to do coming into your building. And you owned them on all fronts.
Mm-hmm.
You just did. And on top of that, you got good play from Tuukka Rask. You had a second period where really Toronto carried the play.
Yeah.
And you came out of it.
Felt like they were on a power play.
Two goals. And they came out of it with zero.
Yes.
And that to me was a good sign. That third goal was
huge.
A killer in that
huge.
Game last night. That was a really shot to the heart
huge.
Is what that was.
Huge at the end of the second period. That, and you're sitting there and you're biting your nails and you're worried about, you know, Tuukka giving up one of those ones, not in the last 5 minutes of a period to the Joey of the North End that he's talking. I'm talking about like final 2 minutes to where you give up a goal now all of a sudden, especially like at the end of the first where it's like a momentum killer. You came out flying last night. And that's what I expected this team for 4 days to do. And that's what I was excited about. That they come out and they said, we want to set the tone. What Cassidy say, you know, it's, you know, we won the puck. Own the puck. They did that at the get-go. I thought they ran out of gas a little bit. And then all of a sudden, to what you're saying, you know, Toronto carried the pace of that game. You got nervous, and you got some breaks, too. You got some breaks with the way that puck went behind Tuukka, you know, between the net, and some of those goals could have went in. This could have been a 5-3 game. You know, it didn't feel like you whipped ass, but... You know, the Krejci, you know, the power play goal and the banks it off the goal. It's great.
No, I think the Bruins carried the play for most of the night. It's just that second period
there
that stood out.
There was a stretch of like 17 minutes, I thought.
Wow,
yeah.
Most of the second period, you felt like at some point here.
Yeah.
This levy may break, and Toronto may get back in this thing, and it didn't, and it went the other way. And the second period was very important, and that third goal was really the game.
How about Rick Nash asserting himself?
That guy came out with a
like purpose.
Like he was shot out of a cannon.
Veterans.
In that game.
Chara down in front of the net, going toe-to-toe with guys, pushing them out of the way. I thought Chara was damn good at times in this game. But Marchand getting it going early, that was huge. Statement. I thought the way they came out was a sort of a statement for them, because you hear Babcock after the game, too. He's like, we know what we had to do. Coming in, our goal is to take one game for them and secure home ice after that. Tomorrow night, tomorrow's a big one. You get tomorrow night, man. I think we're jamming. We are jamming. Up 2-0 going to Toronto. I'll take that. But, yeah, I thought the building was rocking. How's my boy Judd on some of the calls, Jim? I haven't heard a ton of them.
And here's the other part of this game.
Judd had to lose his mind.
Here's the other part of this. The fears about the Bruins, or, you know, whether it be physical or mental or whatever it is you felt about them, those fears should have been alleviated in some way last night, if not altogether.
That's the team we saw all year.
Because they certainly did not lack the passion that their own head coach said just days ago they lacked. They did not lack any of that. They did not lack attitude. They did not lack their edge. They brought it all last night. They brought all of it. So if you had any fears, or if you had fears based on the coach saying the things he said, which is how I felt, then you should feel a lot better about them today than you did before the start of that game last night.
You know, I like, too, sort of that back and forth, that tug of war, that villain-esque quality. You feel it through one game. That team's dicky. To what you said, too, you know, try to bait Marchand in. He gives it back pretty good.
But that's not unique to them.
Every team
should want to do that. Every team that plays the Boston Bruins should want to try and bait Brad Marchand to do something stupid. Sooner or later, he will.
Oh, I know. Give him credit. And I know he got up in the neck a little bit. Hey, maybe he dug it. Who knows? But not Marchand. But there were four or five different stoppages of play where it was evident they were really, like, that was point of interest to them last night. Let's go get him. Let's get him. Let's try and get him to do something. Took him out of their game a little bit. But that team's athletic, boy. And Hyman on that first one, I thought, McAvoy could have had that puck. Thought he could have been a little tougher defensively. You know, he's got to crank it up a little bit. But I think he will. But I think the veterans played well.
Theme for me will continue to be all day as we talk about this game. The Bruins did the things that Toronto would have wanted to do in that game. They did. And Toronto did the things that the Bruins wanted to avoid. Namely, the stupid cheap shots that were taken by Kadri in that game, which we will get to and talk more about. But just the way the Bruins went about it. Taking advantage on the power play, playing a disciplined game. Not only that, all we heard coming into this series was how the Leafs had even scoring through their lines. All their lines can score. Look at the Bruins last night. You had all the lines contributing.
It's pretty neat when you attack the net, too, and you got guys flying in front of the net. Gives yourself some scoring chances. Yeah. That was a game to get after last night. That was fun. That was fun watching.
617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We've got thoughts on this game and, of course, what happened with Brad Marchand, or not happened with Brad Marchand last night, but what happened with Nazem Kadri and the cheap shots that he took, and what should he get for a suspension? Are the phones working, yay or nay?
What the hell's going on?
All right,
this is an exciting day here, Beasley.
We're doing a little work here.
It's an exciting day, Beasley. I could sign in.
I am told they're up and running, so we can get to your calls, and we will, and we'll talk about the hits that Wingles was on the receiving end of last night. We'll get to that next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Schaller went for a big check. Far side now, Murder. Far wall, Murder.
Closing
met by Chara and Wingles.
Whoa.
And then Wingles got drilled from behind by Kadri, and Wingles is down.
That's a major on Kadri. No question. Left his feet, jumped on the play. And Wingles was already partly down on it.
Paging George Parros.
What Wingles did to Marner there is exactly what the Leafs and other teams are trying to do to Marchand. Defenseman closes on him. Man pulls up along the boards. And it's the back checker that finishes the hit. That's what Wingles does here on Marner with a good hit. And here comes Kadri. leaving his feet flying in there. He knows that Wingles is down. He's surprised if this isn't more than two.
First time I heard that clip, Judd Surratt, Bob Beers last night, 98.5 Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. The hometown announcers went 2-for-2 last night in whining and bitching for a suspension within 3 seconds of the hit being made.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Can you guys save it for like 10 seconds?
Nope.
A minute or so?
It's a headshot.
Oh, give me a suspension. Suspend him. Suspend him now.
Love it.
Player safety!
Love
it! Get him on the line! Get him on the line now!
What was the term of that penalty? Was it ass to the head? Was that boarding? Was that charge? What was the call?
Ass to the head.
I mean, a replay, it's like, let me leave my feet, let me take my left ass, let me squish his head. You're playing a puck? You're playing...
I love
how all of these guys say, well, you know, the puck was down. I was calling for the puck. Oh, that was intent to maim. That was bad.
Just because he's down, okay? He's in a very vulnerable position.
Jesus.
And Kadri throws the entire weight of his body. That's what you're saying. Like, with his ass.
It's like after a touchdown. Let's all run and jump.
I mean, that's a lot of force.
Jesus.
That's not like you're pushing a guy with your two hands.
It's not like you were...
Throwing all of your body weight into the guy and then into the boards.
He didn't even launch from a standing still position. He was moving.
You got the Nesson one too, Jim? Yeah, let's play that.
On Chara's side of the ice, Chara and Wingles sandwich. Marlow, Wingles gets dropped.
That's a cheap shot by Kadri.
Well, the Department of Player Safety works during the playoffs.
Wingles is down in a prone position after they double-team Marner, and that's what gets Kadri's attention. Kadri had the big hit on Wingles, which set up the power play, the second power play, and he just absolutely unloads on Wingles, who at first blush looks pretty defenseless. I mean, there's nothing much there. Maybe an elbow rides up high. Wow.
Distance, intent.
No doubt.
He's already making the case for the league office. There's distance, there's intent, the puck was gone. He wants to narrate the videos.
That's what they're waiting for, though. I'm defending the call here on the TV end of it, because this is what Jack waits for. He waits for the playoffs. He was over the top last night.
They're not necessarily wrong. Okay, Nazem Kadri will probably miss a game or two. That's my guess.
Yeah, they're getting a call. He's getting a call today, right?
Yes, yeah. He is having a hearing today, according to the league. Mm. What would you give him?
Game. I wouldn't give him more than that. I mean, whoa. See, I say that, but then if, like, a guy, now I know Marchand's a repeat offender. Say a guy like Backes, you know, and we go back to that type of hit. You know, guy with no track record. I don't know what they're going to give him now, because they're obviously trying to take these shots out of the game based on what they did to Backes. You know, I go back to those type of moments, and I say I'm going to give him a game. He might, but... Because it's the magnitude of the situation, the playoffs, and everything else, and you're down 1-0, do you really want to take that guy away from his team for 3 games? I don't know. I don't know what the league's going to do based on how they roll on these hits now. It's like the NFL, same thing. We have no clue where these things are going. I mean, that was definite intent. This wasn't like he got caught in midair, and all of a sudden he's ducking under it, and it was simultaneous. That was, I'm moving, I'm launched, I'm leaving the skate, I'm leaving the ice, and I'm taking my rear end and I'm smashing the head
against the boards. I bet he gets a game. Drew Doughty just got a game.
It's going to be one game.
Head hit. I bet he gets a game, and I bet they factor in.
Minimum game.
I bet they will factor in the fact that he got a game misconduct last night. They will, fair or not, factor that in.
Yeah.
That he missed some time because he was booted from the game, despite it being in the third period with like 10 minutes to go, 11 minutes to go.
Still took him off the ice.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what they're going to say. And I bet he gets a game. But just sounds so wild. Like, that's the first thing you're thinking of is, ooh, he can get suspended? I just thought it was odd last night.
Just saying, it's a long year for those guys. We're in it now, man.
And it obviously goes back to Brad Marchand.
Oh, sure
it absolutely has a tie-in to Brad Marchand.
And back is to all the because it's all in their memory.
People have lost their minds when Brad Marchand has been suspended or looked at. And that's what this goes back to. You're going to get him now! Get him! Get this guy suspended! You're suspending our guy! Get him, too! Get him! Get him! Get him! Player safety! Call player safety!
Kadri's been suspended at least four times.
Yeah, but when was the last time he did it? Because remember that we talked about this a couple weeks ago? When was his last suspension?
2016.
All right, so does that count? Does that count towards being
I think so for four games back in just 2 years ago?
Credit our guy, yeah.
Recidivist! Repeat offender!
He's a dirty player. I mean, there's no doubt about that. We talked about him yesterday being one of the guys you could easily hate in this series.
Billy Jaffe, good job, buddy. He picked him. One of the two that he picked. Credit Jaffe on that one. Yeah.
617-779-0985. What should he get? What should he get for it?
Well, people are jacked about this game. Big win last night. Everybody's hungover today.
18 months is the time frame, Hardy. Was it within the last 18 months? That would...
Is that they actually have a rule, like the time frame, really?
I pulled it up. What is
it? That's terrible.
NHL, repeat offender. We went over this.
So you swing a stick at somebody's head.
You remember this?
Wait 18 months, you can do it again?
I'll read you the rule directly from the NHL rule book. A player is considered a repeat offender for 18 months following his most recent incident that resulted in a suspension. His status as a repeat offender in this category is used to determine the amount of salary forfeited should he receive another suspension. It is important to note that even if a player is not defined as a repeat offender, his past history may come into consideration when determining future supplemental discipline. So it can be factored in, but he's not considered a repeat offender, necessarily, if it didn't happen in the last 18 months. So unless it happened in very late 2016, and maybe it did, Hardy, because, you know, November, December, somewhere in there, maybe he does hit that. He is within the 18-month range.
April 1st, 2016.
Okay, that would be
out of the 18
that
months.
Would be a negative.
He's a perfect soldier.
It's been almost 2 years since he did this. You can't talk about that.
I wonder why people are upset about Meek Mill still being in prison.
Yeah, hashtag free Meek Mills. Who the hell is Meek Mill? It's Meek Mill, Jim.
Steve in New Hampshire.
Mills would have thrown me off. Go ahead,
what
Steve.
Should Nazem Kadri get?
He should get three games at least.
Oh, boy.
Backus got three games, and he has never, ever had an offense. Now, this guy's had several. He should get at least three.
Not according to the NHL. Doesn't have any. It's been more than 18 months ago.
Him and Backus are on even playing field.
Tear it up.
That's a bunch of BS.
You think he's going to get three games? You think there's a chance he gets it? I'd be surprised.
No. Not in the playoffs. Mm-mm.
The playoff games count differently than a regular season game.
That.
It's just the truth.
Hate that.
That's how it goes.
Sucks.
But
sucks.
That will be factored in.
That you're gonna wait games more than others, and that's how you're going to factor it in. It's like, well, that's a penalty, but you don't call it in the final 2 minutes. Bullcrap. Penalty's a penalty.
Valerie is in Malden. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
What's up?
I know you like that song too, eh?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I was just listening to you two guys, and I understand about Martian, but you might want to take a peek at the game with the Golden Knights and the Kings. Drew Doughty got suspended for the, I think,
He got a game. He got one game.
He got one game for that hit, and that was kind of the end of a hockey play, if you kind of look at it. I don't think there was an intent there. So if he gets one game, and Kadri just launches himself on top of Wingles, I got to think that he's going to get a little bit more than one. Even though he's extended before, I think back in 14 and 16.
Valerie, your phone is brutal, so we're going to say goodbye. Thank you for the call. I think they're going to factor in the game misconduct into it as well. Mm. They're going to say, well, you did get the game misconduct. You got booted, and we'll give you a game.
I'm expecting one game.
That's what I'm expecting.
Three
if it's
win,
more,
three win
good for the Bruins.
Yeah, good for the broadcast teams.
But I don't think you should be expecting a minimum of two or three games. I just don't think that's going to happen. Doughty got a game for what is absolutely a lesser hit. There's no doubt about that. Lesser hit. Not as vicious. not as bad as this one.
You got to have some good, and that's the biggest thing with these, all these leagues. You got to have some sort of consistency with the way you rule things.
Craig is in Tingsboro. Hey, Craig.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
To me, one or two games in the playoffs is the same as three or four in the regular season. So
why?
Why? Because if you lose three or four games in the regular season because the guy is out, or if you got a tougher three or four games in the middle of the regular season, that's okay. But if you got a tougher two games in the playoffs, that makes a much bigger deal. But what actually concerned me more...
Control your ass when you're on the ice. I mean, you know, there's two sides to this.
I agree with you that he should get some sort of suspension. I just think one or two games is okay.
I totally agree with Craig on this.
Yeah.
A playoff game is far more valuable to your team and your season than any regular season game.
Which
you play 82.
Which makes the penalty that much more egregious.
Right? And you're only guaranteed a minimum of four playoff games.
Right.
That's it. The value put on those games is far more significant. I mean, come on. That's not...
I understand that. I just said if we're going to be technical about it, you know, and have some consistency.
So if you get hit with one playoff game, that penalty is far more severe than, I would say, three regular season games. One playoff game is a lot to miss.
And be honest, like, you don't want to downplay anything, but, I mean, he ran Wingles. Getting a game for Wingles... If he was running Marchand and knocked Marchand out of the game,
we'd be going nuts.
Yeah, exactly. But he ran Wingles to get a game out of him. You consider that a win?
We had downplay Wingles, Jim.
No,
he might not have been in the lineup the next game.
No,
anyways.
I think the way it was.
Whether or not they admit that, yeah. I think that gets factored in. Mm. Whether or not the league says we factor in who it is that got hurt or who it is that got hit, yeah. I think they do. I mean, they're human,
right?
If he had gone after Patrice Bergeron, or he had gone after David Krejci, or he had gone after somebody who's a top-end talent, who's very important to the team, they may look at it differently. Because he's clearly targeting a player there.
Yep.
And if you start targeting better players, more important players, premier superstars...
Bergeron. Guys that get ratings, TV ratings?
Yeah, just the quality of the game. Regardless of ratings, just what we're doing here. Yeah. We're trying to have the best competition to figure out who's the best team. And you're now going to try and target a much better player that's far more important to a team? Yeah, I think they do factor that in. Absolutely.
How many cases of water do you think Marchand had to drink after that salty taste of that guy's neck? Did he actually lick his neck, or is he breathing on it or kissing it? Or
he gave him a hickey.
Hello, cutties.
Headlines,
please. Sports Hub headlines.
Bruins beat Toronto 5-1 last night. Take game one of the best of seven playoff series. Bees got goals from Brad Marchand, David Backes, David Pastrnak, Sean Corrali, David Krejci. Let's hear from Brad Marchand.
That was a good game.
Sure.
You know, we had good points in the game. We weren't great all the way through. They had a good push in the second. You know, we just had a couple of good bounces to go our way. But got to let it go on to the next one.
Tuukka Rask made 26 saves in the win. Game 2 tomorrow night at 8 at the TD Garden. Red Sox and Orioles begin a four-game set tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez gets a start opposite Chris Tillman. Sox over the Yankees 6-3 last night to take 2 of 3 from the Yankees. Rick Porcello pitched 7 shutout innings, allowing just 2 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts. Red Sox are now 10-2 on the season.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Krug wheels his way in, feeds left circle, out in front, back, and they score! Brad Marchand cut into the left circle, down into the middle, and lifted one over Anderson's stick, tucked it inside the near post. A power play goal! Bruins with a 1-0 lead over the Leafs.
This is a big part of the story last night, too, for the Bruins. Brad Marchand came out of the gate ready to go. He's become a guy that has sort of disappeared a little bit in the playoffs. A little bit. He's disappeared a lot in the playoffs. And last night, right away, he puts one on the board. That was a great sign for this team. Great sign for the Bruins. He also had a
power play goal.
Slow end to the regular season. Wasn't exactly red hot in the month of April. So this is a good sign for the Bruins. Good sign that Marchand played well out of the gate. Good sign that Rask played well out of the gate. Hard to find a lot of issues with the Bruins last night. Hard to.
Seems like they were communicating well, too. You even see them during breaks.
I even thought...
Talking to each other, spacing. You know, Cassidy was big on, you know, we were good on our spacing. Tuukka was yapping, too. I don't know who he was. I think he was yapping to his guys a couple times defensively. Like, let's go. Let's get the hell out of the way. I need to... You know, when he was active, man, he was active between the pipes. It's a good start. It's a great start.
I even thought the goal they gave up wasn't that bad. I know that maybe you had an issue with Chara.
McAvoy, at the end, I thought. He was chasing down. He went for the puck instead of riding him in.
I don't know, man. That's a hell of a play.
Krejci tried hooking him, too.
Hyman. That was a great goal. I know that Chara pinched up, and some people complained about that, but I didn't think it was that bad. I think sometimes the other guy makes a great play. They pay the other guys, too. Didn't have a huge issue with that goal.
Pure speed.
Fast. Dude can move.
Yeah. Pick him up, put him down.
So, hard to find a lot wrong. A lot of good things coming out of that game for the Bruins last night. Sam is in the car. Hey, Sam.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thanks.
Beetle, I usually agree with you almost all the time, but on this one, on the possible suspension, I have to totally disagree. If they want to get this kind of crap off the ice, hit the guy with three games. That sends a message to the rest of the teams that the league is not going to tolerate it. And in the end, it's probably going to save a lot more injuries. I think this guy needs at least three games. Everyone else that's playing is going to know that we're not going to tolerate that nonsense. And let it be a lesson to everybody.
Okay, Sam. I would not give him three games. I expect there to be one game. I would probably, if we're up to me, we didn't even discuss this. What would you give him? If it's up to you, Scott Zolak, what do you give him? I'd give him two.
I was going
to
cut
stick
the middle.
It to him.
I think three.
But I think
three is way too much.
I think two is sticking it to him, and that's what I would do.
I think one is too little. I do because I think it was. I think it was flat. I like physical play. That's a dirty play.
I'm expecting one.
You know, like we talk about this too. Like with the Red Sox Yankees the other night, you love it when they go after it a little bit, little juice back and forth. Don't start whacking guys for 10 games or 6 games. Like give them 3 games.
Here's another thought.
Long year.
Here's another thought. Haven't they started to really hand out these suspensions on a pretty regular basis the last few seasons in the NHL?
Yeah, and I thought.
I mean, it's not new. It didn't just start this year.
I thought the Backus one kind of made us all go, whoa, wow.
But there's an emphasis on this now. Has it stopped anybody?
But that's the
Did
point.
Did Nazem Kadri think about that last night?
No.
As he goes into the boards and throws all of his weight into Wingles, who's down on his knees? Did he at all think, ooh, I could get suspended
for
this?
Well, he was playing the puck.
The suspensions aren't going to stop it. Do you know what was a much better deterrent in hockey that actually guys would be forced to think about is getting your ass kicked on the ice. And this is what I don't understand with the people who hate the fighting and want the fighting out of the game because they say people are going to get hurt. No, you know what's far more dangerous than a hockey fight? And I know there is a risk of concussion. There is a risk of getting hurt in a fight, too. I'm not ignoring those. But you know what's really dangerous? You know what could really hurt you? What you just saw on the ice last night. When Nazem Kadri didn't think for a second about the possible repercussions of being suspended by the league office and getting a YouTube video posted with the breakdown of it, of the distance and the spacing and the intent. He's not thinking about those things.
Playing puck.
He can go in there and do whatever the hell he wants. So what, he has to sit out? You think that's really going to get to his brain? That's really going to change his actions? You know what changes your actions? Getting the snot kicked out of you. That'll make you think twice next time.
You know
that one usually works.
But okay, to make that statement, you have to be able to back up, like, dangerous hits. There are more of them now. You know this for a fact.
I don't know that.
Then you have to balance that with.
I'm
the
just
fact
responding
that,
to the idea okay. that the suspensions are going to okay. take the hits out of the game. They're not.
No,
they're not.
I don't think they're going to take them out. I think they existed before, and I think people had to answer for them before. I understand and I like fighting in a hockey. I don't miss it as much as I thought it would, and quite frankly, I'm okay with there being a little less of it if it means the enforcers, the guys who are doing most of the fighting, end up not suffering from, you know, the worst cases of CTE, some of the worst that we've seen, just as bad as football players. I mean, there are guys who absolutely lost their minds who were NHL enforcers because of CTE from getting their heads pounded on for all those years. But I think you're right, Peter. I don't think the suspension of the fine acts as any kind of a deterrent. I think there were bad hits back when they were enforcers, and there's still bad hits now.
To further what Jim said, too, like, you know, all right, you went after Wingles. And not to downplay, like, Wingles as opposed to Marchand or Bergeron. Say they come in hard with a suspension, and it's not for, like, taking out a superstar. What would that echo even more? Would that resonate?
I mean, what, in terms of changing his behavior?
Anybody's like, no. Okay, you're getting three for taking out a guy like Wingles.
No.
I mean, sorry to term it that way, but.
No, I don't think it's going to change the behavior.
Then all these guys thinking, okay, we're all going to step it up in the playoffs, and we got all. Give a little extra, maybe put a little more into this hit, that hit. That was dirty,
Brad
man.
Marchand has not changed his behavior.
Yeah, a little.
Just hasn't. He had a good one last night. Kept it in check last night.
Yeah. He wanted a snap. You know he wanted
Of course
a snap.
He did. But I don't rule out that happening at some point in this series.
I was laughing
or in these playoffs. I don't rule that out.
Nope. You know what? Hey, you know when he's going to snap? Say you're in a closeout game and you got a 3-goal lead and they're getting after him. I can see him snapping.
We've got a couple of great giveaways today.
We
coming
sure
up
do.
Next, we're giving away a $100 gift card to Under Armour. That's a good one. Also, coming up at 11:50 today, Bruins tickets for Game 2, Saturday night at the Garden. That's an hour from now. Coming up next, $100 giveaway to Under Armour. Stay tuned.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
You know, you made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a pure idea.
Send right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brand House inside the Prudential Center to celebrate Marathon Weekend. Get ready for Monday with free Under Armour cheer cards and thunder sticks while supplies last. That's at the Under Armour Brand House inside the Prudential Center. And right now, caller 10 wins a $100 gift card to that store, 617-931-0985. A lot of nice stuff in that store.
Sure.
I've seen that place.
Sure, they have nice umbrellas there, too, Under Armour ones.
Nice everything. Get yourself a nice sweatshirt, because you're going to need it with this weather.
Yes, a nice sweatshirt, Under Armour.
What's the weather for tomorrow now?
It is a high in Rentham of 49, with temperatures dropping into the afternoon even more. It's going to get colder as the day goes.
In Boston tomorrow.
Have you checked the... really?
It was supposed to be 70.
48 tomorrow with clouds.
Yeah.
Sunday, 33, rain.
Yeah, have fun. More sports. And,
why, Jim? What did you think it was going to be?
Yeah, what are you in Lauderdale down in Warwick?
I had 59 for tomorrow.
Well, good
no,
for you.
It's changed. It's going down.
It's getting worse, Jim.
Sorry.
Have a nice weekend. Jim was
as of last night, it was 55. Now it's 7 degrees less already from late last night on the forecast. Dipping left and right. Never going to end. It's never going to come to an end. I hate it.
Well, they're trying to get the Yacht Rock thing going.
What the hell
that
is this?
What?
I saw 70.
I told you.
Earlier in the week.
No more.
And like, can't have nothing.
This changed in like one
can't
day.
Can't have nothing.
How about this? Eric Fisher had this item last night.
Yeah, I got 58 in Rhode Island tomorrow.
Well, come down good, we come to your ass. Yeah, we'll just open your pool,
come
Jim.
Down, rakes the
Jim,
leaves.
Jim, why don't you open your pool?
Some yard work.
Yeah.
He says New England has nothing on the plains. This is the forecast from Oklahoma. Yesterday, it hit 102 degrees in this, what town is this in?
Redneck,
Woodward,
Oklahoma?
Woodward, Oklahoma.
All right.
102 degrees yesterday. That was confirmed. Saturday's low, 26.
Is it even possible?
102 on Thursday, 20s and 30s on Saturday. That's a bit of a dip. That must really suck.
Put my hand
it's this.
My
at head. Least it's consistent. It is this time of year, and every year this time of year, I think like I'm doing myself a disservice. When I left the station yesterday, I had to turn on the air conditioning in my car. It was too stuffy. It was too warm. I had to turn the air on. I'm thinking,
You're an idiot. Once it gets to be 90, this isn't going to feel cold to you. And every year I
get fooled.
Yeah, I
had the AC on in the car this morning. No lie.
Well, coming home from the game last night, I had the heater on like full blast. It was like chilled, cold.
Or you're getting old.
But then why do I have the AC on when I'm leaving work yesterday and it's only 60?
You know, I did. I'm like, and I'm looking at the weather. And then my fertilizer guy says, hey, I want to hit that first spring application pretty soon. So I panicked this week. I saw the temperature, and I had my the landscaper do the yard cleanup yesterday. It's like, why are you paying him to do all this stuff when the weather's going to drop again? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's going to be 70 degrees. No, check the weather. When did this happen? Like in one day?
I don't know, but I'm not happy with it. Michael's in Boston. Michael, what do you got?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good. Great phone.
Regarding Kadri, he isn't technically a repeat offender based on the rule, but the penalty applies to players being suspended within the 18 months. He was suspended 2 years ago, but repeat offender status means lost wages is calculated differently. The distinction doesn't mean much anything now, but the players don't get paid in the playoffs. Kadri's previous suspensions can still be used against them when determining any potential punishment, and that was from Bob McKenzie up in TSN. He was suspended in 2016 for cross-checking Luke Glendening, 2015 for a headshot on Matt Frazier, and he ran goalie Nicholas Backstrom back in 2013. He won't get more than two games.
I would agree with that last point. He won't get more than two. I expect one. I would give him two. I'd be really surprised if they gave him three.
I'm rooting for two.
That could have been the video that was posted online.
I am the guy.
You should put that to the sound effects and stuff. That would be the video you'd watch. Great quality.
Sound like Morgan Freeman.
Nice phone.
Slow pace.
Listen to Jack's call again if you have it, Jim. If you listen during that, there's actually one of those like transition sound effects, the whoosh, right as Jack, 10 seconds after the play happened, much like Judd Surratt, these honk Bruins announcers, honks, going all nuts about player safety. Wingles could be dead out there, and these guys are worried about the suspensions. And
on Chara's side of the ice, Chara and Wingles sandwich Marlowe. Wingles gets dropped.
That's a cheap shot by Kadri.
Well, the Department of Player Safety works during the playoffs.
Wingles is down in a prone position after they double-team Marner, and that's what gets Kadri's attention.
Here it comes.
Kadri had the big hit on Wingles, which set up the power play, the second power play, and he just absolutely unloads on Wingles, who at first blush looks pretty defenseless. I mean, there's nothing much
thunder?
There. Maybe an elbow rides up high.
Wait for Jack.
Wow.
Distance, intent.
No doubt.
Dun, 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 dun.
Distance, intent.
Wow.
Distance, intent.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Kadri will be suspended 3 games.
Bum, 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 bum.
All that.
All of that. All of that. 617-779-0985. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we're going to know today. We're going to know today what happens to him. Not only that, if you are Toronto, you got much bigger problems right now than whether or not he gets suspended. You do. I mean, if he gets suspended, that could fix one of your problems. Hey, we can't go out and act like idiots.
Yeah.
We can't do stupid things. We can't have stupid penalties. We can't play this way. That would solve that part of it for them. Because again, last night, the Bruins did everything that Toronto probably wanted to do. That's what happened.
I think they
game. You beat them at their own game, if you will.
But to the bigger part of it, I think they eased a lot of concerns a lot of people had since Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
In the ending of the year. People were guessing. I mean, it was split down the middle. You had no clue, and you listen to everybody talk about it. No clue how they're going to come out. They're going to come out well. Maybe they won't. Maybe they're in a funk. Maybe they peaked too early. Nah, that's the team we saw here. That team last night was the team we saw here.
Which, with that being the case, tells me that something was not correct in what Bruce Cassidy said.
What are you, the passion part?
Oh, they're lacking the passion. Oh, yeah. And I said, if that's true, wow, that's alarming.
I think they were gassed.
I don't think it was true.
Like they were
don't think it was true. I think my original thought on Sunday was right, which was these guys are gassed. This schedule has been crazy.
punch a card.
They need some time off, and they'll be fine. And you know what? They got time off, and they looked great last night. So Bruce Cassidy was wrong. He was either wrong, or he was just trying to push buttons and trying to motivate his guys.
That's what I said, put him on notice.
Of course, people just automatically assume that, no, oh, he's just pushing buttons because he's awesome. Bruins. Maybe he was just wrong. Maybe he just had a bad read on it. Not that it will impact him at all going forward, that he did have a bad read on it. But that wasn't
maybe
true.
Maybe that's how he truly felt, and I think
and
he's been honest
he
all
wrong.
Year.
Yeah. Because they don't lack passion. They don't lack that part of it. They have plenty of that.
Maybe they don't like getting called out the way they did.
They were not a flat team last night. Nope. They showed up. They were ready to play. And guys you had questions about were ready to play. Rask was ready to go. Marchand was certainly ready to go. Rick Nash came back and looked like he was very much ready to play.
Planted that guy in his ass. It was great. Was it Nash that got hit up high, too, by a stick? It was a no
he
call.
He did. He got right and went, whacked in the face.
Then he had his wits about him, played the play out, and then he went and dropped his ass. That was great. Loved that.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. You got Bruins thoughts. We certainly welcome those. The other game happening last night was the Red Sox at Fenway Park. If you missed some of that due to the Bruins, I understand, but you missed a good one. That was a very important win for the Red Sox last night. I'll tell you why next.